This next song deals with something that perhaps you're not too familiar with in this part of the world. But I've spent a lot of time in Alberta recently, and cattle rustling has become a big deal out there. It's big business again. They're still treating cattle rustlers the same way they always did. They're initiating them into a fine old Western custom known as the bullet dance.
I myself was talking to a real live Alberta cowboy. I mean, this guy, you know, he rolled his own. He had stubble all over his face. And hadn't had a haircut in a long time. Anyhow, I was talking to this fella, and he told me this one story, how the rustlers came in, and it was in the dead of night, and they had their faces blacked out, and they had their teeth blacked out, and everything. And they came in this great big, huge truck, and there was a whole herd of 10,000 cattle out there in the darkness, right out there under the prairie starlight, lowing and mooing. Anyway, these rustlers are pretty clever guys, and they came in, and they... You know those little red brocade vests with little badges on them they sew on, and those little Turkish hats, they call them a fez, little tassels on them. Anyway, they dressed the whole herd of 10,000 cattle up in those, and they smuggled them out as a Shriners parade. And they put them up in the downtown Holiday Inn in Edmonton. And
it's true. It's true.
Thanks, Mom.
You know, it's That's absolutely true. I talked to the manager of that Holiday Inn. He told me it was the most intelligent and best-behaved Shriners convention he'd ever had.